On Sunday, the Army Corps of Engineers will open the Morganza flood control structure to relieve flooding on the Mississippi River. For those who live and work downstream, that means it's time to get ready. WWNO's Travis Lux reports.
For this story, we're going to take a trip down the floodway. We'll start in the town of Morganza and end up near the Gulf, talking to all kinds of people along the way. Our first stop, the Spillway Cafe, a combination gas station, convenience store, and restaurant just a few blocks from the Morganza flood control structure. If this opening is anything like the last one, in 2011, Tracy Ewing expects a lot of curious onlookers coming to town to watch.
Some of the locals have said that last time it was like a Mardi Gras parade, the people walking back and forth.
On the menu at her cafe, standard fare like po' boys and etouffee, plus some items with geographically appropriate names.
We have Bayou Burger and we have Flooded Fries. So,
what's on the Flooded Fries?
A whole bunch of everything.
But while tourists are digesting their fries, many farmers like Carl Newton might have a different feeling in their guts.
Well, most people are resigned to the possibility of the spillway being opened.
People aren't allowed to build permanent structures or homes in the floodway, but there are about 25,000 acres of farmland, and Newton's got about 500 acres of sugarcane in there. We're in the cab of his truck, driving south from Morganza.
We're going to turn on the gravel road on LA-10 and cross over into the spillway right now.
We drive up and over a tall grass levee. Inside the floodway, everything is wild and green. After a few minutes, we get to his plot where the shoots of sugarcane fade into the distance. Newton walks to the edge of the field and scoops up a handful of light brown soil.
This is why we're here, is for this unbelievably fertile, beautiful soil that's been deposited here by the Chaffalo and Mississippi rivers.
It's good dirt for growing, but soon it'll be mud. Once the Corps opens Morganza, all of this is going to be underwater.
And it'll probably be about 5 or 6 feet deep here.
Nat is going to kill all of his cane, $300,000 worth. Farmers aren't the only ones bracing for impact. So are commercial crawfishers. Many of their traps are strung to the trees in the Atchafalaya Swamp, where the water is going to rise by several feet.
Hey, how you doing?
I meet up with crawfisher Jody Mesh at a boat ramp underneath I-10. 18-wheelers are zooming above our heads. The inside of his boat is littered with tree branches, and there's a droplet of blood on his left forearm.
Yeah, look, the branches all got me scuffed up and scratched up. We give out blood, sweat, and tears to try to catch them crawfish and bring them to the consumer. You know what I'm saying?
He says when Morganza was opened in 2011, the current moved so fast through the swamp that he lost about 500 traps. They just blew away. Another 500 were still attached to the trees, but they were flapping around like kites in the wind.
2011 was a crawfishing nightmare right here in this area right here.
But it might not be all bad. He says the pulse of fresh water could actually be good for the crawfish, improve the water quality, and help them grow.
We're going to have to just wait and see. It could be very good or it could be very bad again. I don't know.
Our last stop is down near the coast where there's a problem. Several months of high water have caused flooding around places like Morgan City. That's only going to get worse when the Corps opens Morganza, so the state needs to plug a bayou, Bayou Shane, to stop it. How are they going to do it? They're going to sink a giant barge right into the middle of it.
Good afternoon. I want to thank y'all for coming out here to the barge.
Last week, Governor John Bel Edwards inspected the site. He liked what he saw, but sinking a boat every time the spillway opens isn't ideal, which is why the state will start building a permanent floodgate next year. Soon, officials will be able to stop the water with the push of a button.
That's going to provide a lot of peace of mind to an awful lot of property owners, homeowners, and business people as we move forward.
There's a difference between peace of mind and free of risk. The Mississippi River has been flooding more and more in recent years. There's disagreement about why, whether it has more to do with climate change or development patterns or the levees themselves. But one thing's for sure, the more it happens, the more people have to spend their time and their money dealing with all that extra water. From the Morganza Floodway, I'm Travis Lux.